Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to create your own momentum. When you are feeling stuck on a challenging project, do whatever small steps you know you can do. A clever fellow once noted that a body in motion tends to stay in motion. So, create some motion. Chances are, you'll be able to keep going. We all get stuck sometimes when we are doing challenging work. We're staring at an empty document when the words won't come, or scrolling through a huge set of data with no evident starting point for making sense of it. Sound familiar? At moments like these, it's easy to start deleting emails, anything seemingly productive, to distract yourself from feeling stuck. But by the time the email is deleted or your office is fully organized, you will still be just as stuck. And time you could have devoted to your important project has passed with little to show for it. Much better to figure out a way to make progress rather than avoid the project altogether. As the familiar saying goes, just start by starting. There is surely some small step you know you need to take. So take that step. And another one. Once you find a way to create some momentum on the project, you will almost certainly see many more little steps you can take to keep moving forward until eventually you are well on your way. Getting something done, anything done, will unlock the door to making real progress. So if you need to write a report but can't craft an opening sentence, just type the headings for each section. Then, type ideas you have for any section. No need to start from the beginning. Write down bullet points or an outline with information to include, phrases to use, that one paragraph you know you will need, whatever comes to mind. Anything is fair game. Then, see whether you can transform some bullet points into sentences. String some sentences together. Step by step, you will get unstuck. If you are stuck on a slide deck, create titles for each slide. Then you will surely think of something that needs to go on some slide, which will spark your thinking about something else that belongs on another slide. Just like that, you are in motion. If you are feeling stuck on planning a big event at work, go ahead and set up those meetings you know you will need with the facilities manager and the catering manager. The questions they ask will point you towards specific plans you need to make. Review your notes from previous year's events. Does that trigger any memories of next steps you can take? Ask yourself, is there one little thing I know I can do? Of course, the answer is yes. It is always yes. So, do that thing. Ask yourself the same question again and do that next little thing you come up with. It doesn't really matter what your first step is, as long as it builds your momentum. Once you are moving, it is pretty easy to stay moving. So make some progress, no matter how small, and before long, you will find yourself unstuck and headed in the right direction. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.